ANC leader and South Africa's president Cyril Ramaphosa was met by hostile crowds of protesters when he visited Soweto on Saturday. The Johannesburg township of more than a million inhabitants is traditionally an ANC stronghold. But years of poor service delivery from ANC councillors have left residents angry and frustrated. Joseph Tlele says his local councillor, called Tulani, has been promising him electricity and water for years.
We are tired of these lies from these people. We want the president here. We don't want to speak to Tulani anymore. We want the president here. This is our right. We are tired of these things that these guys are doing to us. They just want to be clean. They are lying day and night with us. Yesterday, there was some...
Eager to win votes for his beleaguered party, Ramaphosa promised the demonstrators that contractors would arrive within days to begin electrifying areas that haven't had power since the ANC was first elected 27 years ago. But some residents said they'd heard such promises before from the ANC and they didn't trust Ramaphosa. This woman says, "No, I won't register to vote." In 2016, the ANC also promised to make our lives better, but things just got worse here. In response to the protests against the party, ANC spokesperson Pule Mabe said it was irresponsible not to vote.
When you don't vote in your own ward, it is not the ANC you are dealing with. You are dealing with yourself, because the delivery of services done through an ANC councillor impact on your own living condition. If you are so willing that you can give away the livelihood of a community where you stay because there are disputes, then you must be comfortable being led by different people in your own community.
Mabe remained confident that the ANC would maintain its hold on municipalities such as Soweto, despite the obvious failings of its councillors.
It is going to be these comrades of the African National Congress who are going to have to lead their localities and continue doing the good work that the ANC was doing.
Across the country, in order to keep or to gain lucrative jobs as ANC councillors, vicious and sometimes deadly intra-party battles have erupted, especially in the province of KwaZulu-Natal. Violence monitor Mary De Haas says political assassinations are happening regularly in the run-up to the elections, like a recent case on the south coast.
The local successful candidate was almost killed because there were gunmen outside her house. Her brother was killed, and a friend of his, who is a witness in the criminal case against the councillor, was stabbed and is in a serious condition in hospital. So this is the sort of tension we've got brewing at the moment.
De Haas isn't shocked that some ANC councillors who fear they'll lose to rivals within the party in the battle to get onto candidate lists are resorting to violence.
There's a huge amount at stake there because these people, most of them would be unemployable if they weren't councillors. They're losing a hefty salary, they're losing perks, bodyguards, they're losing, of course, tender opportunities. So that's what it's all about. I mean, we've known this for years, and the sad thing is that so little has been done about it.
Political analysts say the only way the ANC will be able to cling on to a measure of power in several cities will be to form coalitions with other parties. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.